The Top Hog set records. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This year's been a record year. We have 526 hogs that were here today. We've got about 240 exhibitors, so it's been a really outstanding year for our 4-H hog program, and it's one that just continues to grow.
Claudia Bainey is heading up the 4-H livestock program for the University of Tennessee, and there were record numbers at this year's State Junior Market Hog Show in Murfreesboro. And Bainey says the hog project just fits with many of the families.
It gives them an opportunity for a short-term project. Most of these kids pick up their hog in October, and then they'll keep it, feed it on through January, and then they'll turn around and they can sell it. And they can often sell it a lot easier than they may be able to sell a steer or a lamb. So I think that option there is why we have a lot of growth.
And there were a lot of FFA members showing their hogs as well, and many of those kids have access to a farm where they can raise a few pigs. And Bainey says through all the livestock projects, there's a common thread that helps better develop these youth.
Teaching kids, you know, about responsibility is number one. Giving them the opportunity to take something and work with it and then exhibit it. You know, I think that they're not going to learn about responsibility playing video games, but within showing an animal and raising an animal and feeding it, they have to learn how to care for it. They have to learn how to feed it. You know, they have to work with these animals. And I think that besides responsibility, these kids have a work ethic instilled on them because of these project animals that they're raising and working with every day.
And a great event as the 240 4-H'ers and FFA members came from 39 Tennessee counties, again with a record number of hogs at 526. The overall grand champion went to Jedediah Coley of Macon County, the reserve grand champion to Wesley True of Polk County. The Premier Exhibitor Award for Level 2 went to Jacqueline Jolie of Clay County. And our congratulations to all the participants in the Tennessee Junior Market Hog Show. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.